Jake, you close off the non-conference with a win like this. What do you make of what it took for you guys to eventually get the separation you needed and pull away in this game?
Yeah, well, I think first off, that's a good team. And, you know, they've dealt with some missing pieces early in the season. And now that they've had, I think, majority of their group back lately, they've been really good. And so great deal of respect for them. Proud of the way we adjusted at halftime. Didn't execute, you know, as well as we wanted to in the first half defensively. They played a part in that, certainly. But, you know, for us to be able to hold them to 1-for-8 from three in the second half was critical. Would have liked to have been able to do that earlier in the game, but, you know, give our guys credit for adjusting coming out of the half. But good team who I would anticipate will do some really good things in the Valley.
Bruce had 30 the last time you guys played. He tops that and gets 33 tonight. What is he giving you right now offensively?
Well, his efficiency has been really impressive. Really, it's been impressive all year, but you look at these two games, he's been really efficient. Obviously, he has an ability to get to the free throw line, which is helpful for us. But I think he's playing with great poise. He's reading the game really well. And we're also able to create for him some, which I think is really good and has helped him with you know, his efficiency and some of the opportunities he's getting off the ball. So just proud of him, because I know what he does on a daily basis from a work standpoint, how he practices, how he takes care of himself, how serious he takes nutrition, all of the things. He operates like a pro, and I'm just proud of him for, you know, what he's been able to do so far this year.
Him getting to the line, that wasn't unique to him today. It seemed like the only foul they wouldn't call was a technical. What was the challenge of adjusting to the way this game was being played and not letting the choppiness affect your offense?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it was a physical game. Both teams operated with some pretty good pace in the half court, which put the defense in a bind at times. A lot of free throws, certainly. And, you know, I think, listen, his ability to get to the line is important for us. We got to still, there's a handful of plays I'd like for us to clean up, you know, maybe 3 to 5 where we don't need to foul, and we need to be more disciplined. It's something we're working really hard at, and I think we're getting a little bit better, but we need to get, you know, better at that quickly because it's important.
Quez said that he thought in the first half maybe you guys were over-helping a little bit on the threes, ended up leaving other guys open. Would you agree with that assessment? And I guess if not, why do you think that Indiana State got as many good looks from three as they did in the first half?
Yeah, we talk a lot about two-way help, and we don't want to do two-way help. And I felt like we were late to the help, so we were moving towards the ball when the ball was going, you know, away from us. So we wanted to get in our help position earlier so then we could inch out quicker and take away those catch-and-shoot threes. So I thought that was the biggest issue. We were a step behind getting to our help, which made us have to move twice. We could be in position earlier. Then when that ball's in the air, we're moving with the ball instead of moving against it and making us a little. And then, you know, also some of our closeouts weren't good enough. You know, we talked about taking away their space on the closeout, and we short closed a couple times in the first half, and they made us pay. Made us pay in front of our bench. It might have been their first three, short closeout, which, you know, something we talked about couldn't happen in this game. So those two things, you know, were, I think, a factor in some of the looks that they got. And then again, you know, they made some tough ones too. You know, they're going to shoot a lot of them. We knew that, and we knew they were capable of making some tough ones. And I think the biggest thing, you know, against them was we couldn't over adjust either. You know, we had to execute a little bit better. We couldn't, you know, completely change ourselves because they made some shots early. We felt like if we could execute better, we could hold them down appropriately. So that was, you know, a little bit of what we were thinking and why they got some of the looks they got early.
When you added Quez to the roster in midsummer, late summer, what role did you see him playing this season? And do you think what he's done the last two games is what you expected, or do you think that this is even more production from his spot than maybe you thought you would get when you contacted him in the summer?
Well, I felt like, you know, we thought he would be really valuable for us and could produce. And a big part of the depth we talked about, you know, in the off season, he was part of that. He was part of that. He's established himself. He's a proven scorer. And I think what doesn't get talked about enough is his ability to impact the ball defensively. He can pressure some defensively. And so we always felt confident, you know, really from the time he got here, that that he was going to be able to be impactful for us. And so to his credit, you know, because there was a, you know, this summer, when he got here in the fall, it was a slow process to kind of get going because, you know, we wanted to make sure that he would be able to do what he can all season long. And then he sprains his ankle after starting, you know, his minutes really well against Texas A&M. And, you know, that was kind of you saw him starting to get it and say, like, okay, this is the guy that we know he can be. Then he gets hurt. But what a vet to come out after being out as long as he was and perform the way he has. And I think it speaks to his maturity, his poise. Since he's been out, he's been vocal in practice. He's been dialed in. So there wasn't this lull, I think, upon his return because he handled it really, really well. So I've been really impressed with him. His efficiency's been good. 5 assists, no turnovers. He's been really good for us.
Yeah, I remember earlier in the season you said you wanted Bruce to be more aggressive. So these last two games, like obviously two straight 30-point games, back-to-back career high addings, have you seen that uptick in aggressiveness, or is it more just the efficiency that you were talking about?
No, I think both. I think there's been a couple games where he hasn't been as aggressive to start games as we need him to. And again, I want all our guys to be aggressive because I trust the feel in the basketball IQ that we have, and being aggressive doesn't always mean you have to shoot it, right? Like it's reading that crowd, reading that help rotation, and if it calls for a shot, take it, or if not, deliver it to someone else. But I think, you know, he and I have talked after a couple games where you can't wait. You can't wait till the second half. You can't wait till the 10-minute mark. You gotta go out, be aggressive right away. He's certainly done that. And I think also we've been able to move him around a little bit more as we've built, you know, more and more chemistry in between the lines. It's the ability to move him around a little bit has helped.
Yeah, kind of off that, like, does having Quez out there give you guys the flexibility and give Bruce the flexibility to be more, I guess, versatile off the ball and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think the vision of playing, you know, multiple guards and multiple playmakers is exactly that, to be able to, you know, because Bruce, I'd have to go back and look after tonight what he is off catch and shoot threes, but he's been extremely efficient. So you need other guys to create those opportunities for him. And so when we were kind of putting this roster together, the amount of guards and wanting to play multiple guards and play with pace and play with freedom, you know, being able to get him, you know, with other guys who could create for him at times was part of the vision. And, you know, I think it's we're getting better at it.
Yeah, Aaron Bradshaw, having him back, it seems like a ripple effect that, you know, Sean doesn't have to guard the biggest guy, and there's just a lot of things that – and then at the other end – they put it up where nobody else can get it, and he can finish. Just what are the things that you – how does he change things, I guess, by just his presence, I suppose?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he provides some rim protection for us, and he does provide a lob threat. He's you know, shooting the ball with confidence from three, which is good. But the depth, you know, we've been hindered in some of these games, you know, in our front court – when we get in foul trouble or we get fatigue when he was out. So, you know, I think all of that to be said, what's been really, really important that he's brought on a daily basis is he's bringing great energy and he's playing, you know, with a lot of passion. And so I think all that stuff, you know, comes into play. I can't really point at maybe one or two things. I think it's just across the board he's doing that. And you know, we got to remember, I think he and Sean and Devin – you know, all of those guys, Austin, like they are, right, getting kind of on the job training. You know, this experience that they're getting is helping, and you're seeing growth. So that's the most important thing for us. We wanted to see some real growth this non-conference, and I think we're seeing it.
He said you worked with him directly. Just what did that, maybe after practice, a couple things, I don't know, just what did that look like, you getting him ready to come back?
Well, I think the first workout didn't last very long. And then it was, you know, about, hey, like, being intentional with the time we had on the court so we could see growth and see progress. And, you know, he works hard. That's the one thing I think I'm really impressed with this group. We have guys who work hard. Like, we practice hard. They work hard. And, you know, so it's – and we got the resources and tools to manage that accordingly, right, with player load and things. But, yeah, it started off a little slow or short, I guess, from a time standpoint, and then we were able to build and progress.
Last thing I want to ask, the Big Ten – you're going to go through this gauntlet, 18 games, one about every three, four, 5 days, whatever. Trip to the West Coast, I mean, just all this stuff coming up. Do you feel like everything you've done to this point has kind of gotten you ready for what's about to hit?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we've tested ourselves, we've challenged ourselves with the non-conference, we've dealt with adversity within game, we've dealt with adversity in our lineup. So I do think, you know, it's helped our growth and helped prepare us for, you know, what is going to be an extremely tough stretch. And I've said this, I think our league from top to bottom, the parity in our league is the best in the country. And so we have to be ready and get ready and stay ready every single game. And then you got to turn around and do it again. And then you got to do it again and again. And you can't, whether you play well or don't play as well as you want, you can't sit too long on that. You got to grow, keep growing. We have to be a team that is playing better, all right, in 3 weeks than we are today. And then in 6 weeks than we are 3 weeks from now. Like, we have to continue to grow and get better. I think that's what's required in this league. You can't – you stand still for a second – and, you know, you're going to be in trouble. So that's our mission. That's our goal. We got to keep growing, getting better. We're going to keep practicing hard, and certainly have a really tough challenge coming up here, you know, in a few days.
With that, the last two seasons were the big losing streaks within the league. What did you learn from that as a coach of, like, how to avoid that? Is it the stuff you're talking about, or is there anything else you learned through those, like – how we avoid those situations? You might lose a game here and there, right? But how do you avoid that?
Yeah, you know, I think certainly you gotta trust your instincts in the moment after a game of what's required to get ready for the next one. And, you know, for me, we want to operate with a great sense of urgency and learn when we do make mistakes, but also, you know, prep hard and prep well. And there's a lot of things, I think, if you look at the last couple of years that went into, you know, those stretches. I think the inexperience we had at times played a factor. I think, you know, but the things that we could control, playing with great urgency, playing with toughness, playing together, those have to be staples for us. And does that guarantee that, you know, we're going to run off 18 in a row? Nope. But if we do those things, it guarantees we are going to, like, position ourselves to play well and compete in every single game. We lack something of that, one of those or two of those things, it's going to be hard to do. So if we do lack some of those in game, we got to fix it in that game. We can't wait till the next. We got to fix it in the game. Our depth, I think, allows us to do some of that. And if, you know, we don't get the result we want, well, it can't compound into something else. And so I'm a big believer in, you know, we coach guys hard, they play hard, we practice hard. I think that's the best way to make sure that there's no, you know, there's no lull that we've experienced. Trust me, like, if you could point to one thing the last couple of years, I think Coach Holtman would have figured that out, right? You know, because it was, but I think it becomes multiple things. And listen, this is a new team, this is a new program, right? This is a new staff. And I think that's very, very important. This isn't last year. There may be a couple players. They're playing different. We're playing a different system. We're like, so we can't think about, okay, what happened last year. Like, our focus is on what's ahead. And so there's been lessons learned. Certainly, I'm going to rely on the experience on our staff, you know, to help navigate any adversity we talked about. But we have been working to overcome adversity from day one.
Last thing, you talked a lot about this team feeling close together. And Aaron was asked about his time away from the team and the guys checking on him and caring for him and stuff like that. Is that a – obviously seems like a sign of the togetherness of this team. What did you observe in that time, and how did that make you feel as their coach when you saw that?
Yeah, I've felt like from the moment we got everybody here this summer, because it's – I was concerned when you had so much newness, how quickly could we gel? What would our chemistry look? How long would it take to build it? we were intentional, you know, certainly want to bring in good guys and good play, all that stuff, right? Staff is aligned, all those things matter. But there was a natural chemistry. It happened organically. We were intentional about creating space to encourage it, but it happened organically. And I think it's remained true really all the way through this season up to this point. So the biggest thing for us was getting that same chemistry and connection on the court. And I think we're finally starting to get more and more of that as we've had, you know, more pieces kind of consistently. So that we're not there yet, though. We got to keep growing in that area. But I've been really impressed, and I think it speaks to the type of guys we have for, you know, that example for them to be connected like that.
Yeah, and then what you saw in them dealing with Aaron, how did that make you feel as a coach?
Yeah, it's great. It validated that connection I felt like we had. It was a reminder, you know, that that we do have a connected group, and so I was proud of that as a coach that we were able to, you know, assist in establishing that. But make no mistake, those guys, you know, those guys led the way.
Yeah, Coach, I was just going to ask you a two-part question. One, are you guys doing a home-and-home with Indiana State and also having Colin White back?
Yeah, no, this was not a home-and-home with Indiana State, and it was good to have Colin White back. Again, I think he is, as much as anybody, his growth from June to now has been significant. It's been hindered at times. Right. He's been out a couple segments. I think it was, I can't remember, end of summer, early fall. But then obviously with this injury. So, yeah, I've been impressed. And listen, he plays hard and competes, and he's still learning and growing. But the those two things, which are really, really important to me, he embodies. And so I think he has got a really bright future in this program. But also, as we saw, can do some really good things for us right now.
John Mobley's 2 for 13 from 3 of the last 2 games, and I know you're not at all concerned about him shooting threes.
Bodes well for the next game, I think.
My question for you is, it seems like the last 2 games he's actually been hitting those like long twos a little bit better. The analytically not the best shots, but if he's hitting those, I guess, how do you coach him on those types of shots in practice? Are you saying like, hey, if you can hit it from a foot inside the line, I want you to be aware of where the line is and get back? Or are you saying if you're open and it feels good, take those shots too?
Yeah, a lot of what I'm looking at in that moment, and certainly I think you got to allow guys to play to their strengths. I'm a big believer in that. I'm analytical enough, but I'm not analytical to the point where I think like you got to completely turn guys away if that's something to do well. It's something Quez does well, right? Bruce can do it. So what I'm evaluating in those moments, and Junie and I talk about it, is where's the contest? If it's a highly contested shot, I'd rather him turn it into a 3 so it'll be less contested, right? But if he gets in there and it's not very contested, take it. He's got great touch from a floater standpoint. So I think it's evaluating kind of how contested was it. Like, don't dribble in to the big, right, and pull that. I'd rather, if you get loose on the perimeter, take that 3 if the big is back, right, and reading in that moment. And I think he's continuing to get better and better. So, yeah, it's not a, hey, don't do it ever, or it's more each situation I think is different, because I just, you know, he's a gifted scorer. He's a gifted shot maker. And I think we got to give him, you know, the freedom to read those situations. Well, he hasn't read them perfect. There's been times where I've told him, hey, I would prefer you, you know, to shoot that 3. But there's also been times where he's made great decisions, and even maybe hasn't made all of those great decisions on some of those pull-up 2s. But as long as he's making the right decision, like, I feel really good about it.
Not having Micah today, you talked about kind of getting some more consistency. You get some guys back, but then he's, I think, 2nd in minutes on this team, even after the injury. What was it like adjusting to his absence, and do you have any update on Michi?
Yeah, no new information on Michi. He's still, you know, processing things with his family. And, you know, again, I don't mean to sound the same, but it is like, just he and I stay connected, supporting him and praying for him and his family. You know, as far as Micah goes, I think Micah connects us defensively a lot of times. His experience, he can guard multiple positions. And I thought we missed that. It took us some time to adjust from that, him not being out there in the first half. And then, you know, also like Devin Royals, you know, we didn't know if he was going to be able to play today. He's been battling, you know, a sickness, and he showed great toughness to give us the 20 minutes, you know, he was able to give. So yeah, we're what felt like we were moving in a direction to get some of that consistency in practice. We were hindered a little bit, but again, guys stepped up. Having Colin White back was important. Quez and Aaron being back is important. And, you know, I don't think there's anything that we're looking at of anybody else that's a long-term thing. So hopefully we'll be back to where we need to be in prep for Michigan State. All right, guys. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas and have a happy and safe new year.
Stop the line, brother. Stop the line.
You have a question, please raise your hand. Do you
want to
get us started?
Yes, I can get us started. I first want to ask, can you just talk about the production that Cucho has had these last three matches? Obviously, he had to have a hat trick last match, but you got you guys on the goal for